This is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL FM. We are live and local in our downtown studios. Going to bring this train to the station here. Had a really fun day today. Covered a lot of stuff with safety and recipes and things you can do to celebrate the 4th of July. This is the biggest grilling time of the year. There's a lot of you out there that don't do a tremendous amount of grilling, but this is the time of year you do. Just be safe. You burn stink. Burning things is even worse. Catching things on fire with fireworks. Just all, you know, be cognizant, be safe out there, and make sure that you have a great time and create a little grill envy in your backyard. But speaking of grill envy, Bob's got some really cool gourmet burgers that he wants to break down for us because, you know what, just a little new, something just a little different or a little new on your grill is makes you the grilling guy rather than just another guy that's throwing burgers on the grill. So check this out.
And you could be an infrared neck, too.
Yeah.
You know, Chaz, thanks a lot. I appreciate that from Chaz from Schmoes for texting us and then us being dumb enough to broadcast it to everybody. Now, I've just gotten another text from another sponsor telling me what he's doing here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, free plug for Vicky's Pasty. Tony's out back smoking butts right now. Please okay. Stop by and buy some butts.
Downtown Saranac.
Yeah.
Okay, that's it, guys. No more free plugs.
Yeah.
No, really want to talk about designer burgers, which I don't know if that's a real term or not. I use it, but I'm not sure what other people call them. It could be what I'm talking
stuffed
about.
Stuffed burgers, is, whatever yeah, it may be, yeah.
Yeah, and stuffed burgers, you know, that's very often and another nice thing I want to talk about, but that's two thin slabs of ground beef, and I use chuck, and put a piece of cheese in the middle. And then, of course, season your meat however you want to impress them together. The key there is to make sure your cheese is not as big as the patty. You don't want that sticking out over the edge or your meat won't weld together. You need that meat to cauterize to keep that cheese inside or it'll just all heat up and squirt out.
You could even do it with like a little pile of blue cheese. You know what? Is put a little pile of it on there and then make sure the burger is sealed all the way around the cheese is what you're saying, right?
You just stole my thunder.
Right.
Dang it.
So what about the gourmet burgers?
Gourmet burgers, you know, I think of our friends out at the Grist Mill in Canonsburg, Michigan. The Grist Mill, it's, what is that, 5 mile road there? The
yep, where Honey Creek, where Honey Creek yeah. And
those guys,
Road Meat. Sure.
Gordy, the butcher out there, phenomenal flavor profile guy. That guy gets it on the seasoning. He makes, I bet you, 10 different types of designer burgers out there, or stuffed, whatever they call them, with blue cheese, olives. My favorite's like blue cheese and olive.
Right.
Blue cheese is nice because it doesn't break down as fast as other cheeses. One cheese you don't want to use in these stuffed burgers is American cheese.
Right.
It's just too heavy on the liquid.
Right. And it turns runny quick. Right.
You want something like a sharp cheddar, something that's nice and dry that'll give you all that strong flavor. Because that beef's going to absorb a lot of flavor. So you have to have a cheese that really has some flavor to it. If you're using a provolone, maybe it's okay. If you use a mozzarella, it's got to be a good, salty, flavorful mozzarella. Otherwise, it's a little boring and kind of a waste of time. But Swiss is nice. But I personally like just chopping up olives, onion. I take a little bit of Progresso breadcrumb and egg and I throw in some blue cheese, bacon bits, and I mix it all together very well.
With now, the burger, right?
With the
burger. You're not putting it between them now.
You
you're
could
mixing
do it
the
that
burger.
Way. You could make a stuffer for it and put the two together, but I like to blend it right in the burger now.
Right.
You don't want to blend that too much because you'll actually end up with a tough burger. So you just want to lightly mix that so it's kind of mixed in and form that up into a nice big fat patty and make sure that, you know, if you got a burger press, it's really nice.
Right.
You don't want them to get too fat in the middle or you're not going to cook the consistency. And when you start stuffing them like that, it's a little tougher to cook, especially in the center because you've got all those other items in there. And you kind of want your onions to cook. And
right. And you've all seen on your grill that when you put one of these bigger patties on there, it shrinks as it cooks. That's a normal part of the cooking process. But what it does is it shrinks in all directions, and it tends to thicken in the center. And that's what Bob's talking about. And when that thickens in the center, in order to get that center done, you've got to almost overdo the edges. And a burger press is just that. It's just a little metal plate that sits on top of it, and it's going to prevent that burger from doing that.
Yep. And freezer paper, plastic wrap, any of that stuff works well, too. Tin foil, you can use any of that stuff to get it up.
Right.
Another thing I like to do is I like to kit just a regular pork loin, and we do this in our classes. Cut it into steaks or chops about an inch and a half thick, and then pound them out or jacquard them, whatever you've got for a tenderizer. I mean, pound the heck out of them with a bunch of good EVO. And
extra virgin olive oil.
Yep. And whatever spices profiles you're going to go after. And you pound that stuff right into the meat and throw them on the grill. Here again, you want a digital thermometer so you know your temperature. I'm not bringing that one speck above 150. I'm going to pull it
that's
off
right
at 145 because that's legal. But it's going to rise a little bit. So pull it off at 145. You'll have the most tender, boneless pork chop you've ever had in your life. You can top it with some apple chutney or whatever on your second turn when you flip it. Throw a little topper on there. Oh, baby.
Yeah, it fabulous.
So
and, you
good.
Know, that's an affordable meat to
it
feed
is.
A gang.
It is.
You know, you can go to the big box stores and get that for maybe like $3.19 a pound. And it's that half loin. It's got a fat cap on it. We recommend leaving that on there. Not too thick if it's thick, but generally it's not. It's been trimmed. But leave that on there. It adds a little bit of flavor. You're going to cut them lengthways down, not lengthways, but across the grain.
Cut it into chops.
And cut it into chops and just grill those about an inch thick.
Inch and a half.
Inch and a half?
Inch and a half. Because by the time you, if you, you know, what do you use? You use a jacquard like I do.
Right.
A lot of people don't have one. It's a device with a bunch of little nails that goes down and basically cuts holes in your meat. You can use a meat hammer if you have a meat tenderizer and you can pound it out. You're going to pound them down to about half inch, three quarters of an inch thick. They're going to look terrible when you're done with them. But as you're pounding into them or jacquarding, have your oils on there. Have your herbals and all your profile
seasonings.
Weapons on them and drive them right in. It pounds the oil into the meat and your flavors and your salt and pepper. And then when you grill them, that thing will come right back up to its regular size. It'll be an inch and a half thick again when it just takes its shape right back. It's beautiful. And the beautiful thing is, nice hot coals, by the way. You want a good hot flame when you do these. It's only going to take about 8 to 10 minutes. It's
right.
Going to be quick.
True but man food.
Wonderful.
That
wonderful.
Is true man food.
Buck
not hard to do.
$1.99 a pound on sale at the supermarket a
right.
lot of times.
Yep.
Buy them and throw them in the freezer.
It's time for some man law.
Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty, where there's fresh barbecue smoking out in the back alley right now. Listen, today's Man Law is Man Law 57. You've not made any mistake if you find that there are extra pieces after reassembling or assembling an object. In fact, you've just found a way to make that object more efficient.
That's exactly
that
right.
That does not apply to the Supreme Court, by the way.
No. Are they missing a piece?
They just missed a big piece.
Yeah, I think they did, too. We won't get into that. We've run out of a lot of time with that. But you've been listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. It is approaching the biggest grilling day of the year this Wednesday, July the 4th. The Grilling Guys just asked you two things. Have a lot of fun, but please be safe, because this is that time of year where guys that don't grill every day get their grills out. Don't overcook things. Don't burn people. Shut the grill off. Keep the little kids away, because this is a great time to get out and create some grill envy. Hit the Grilling Guys website at thegrillingguys.com. There's tons of recipes, tons of technique. Marinades on there, all kinds of stuff, information that'll make your grilling just that much better.
That's right. This is Lee Greenwood. God bless the USA. We'll see you next week.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.